Hey Eve, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, February 15th, 2017. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, I know it's been a couple weeks since I did a podcast. I fell off the wagon for a little bit, but not that there hasn't been a lot going on, and I would say the big word of the last couple weeks has been momentum, right? Especially from late last week on, because the main indexes, the big three, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, they have set a record with new record highs 5 days in a row. And it's the longest streak of simultaneous highs by the big three since a six-session streak ending January 3rd, 1992. So, one more day to tie that record. That's over 25 years ago. A quarter of a century ago. The S&P 500 has now been up 7 days in a row, and it hasn't been up 7 days in a row since September 11th, 2013. And the NASDAQ is also up 7 days in a row. Last time I did that, December 27th, 1999. Pretty good, right? So we got a lot of momentum going on, and Janet Yellen was talking to the Senate today, and they asked her about the market rally. She said, quote, "I think market participants likely are anticipating shifts in fiscal policy that will stimulate growth and perhaps raise earnings," unquote. So fiscal policy, that's coming out of the Congress, and we're still waiting for that. I think Trump has promised phenomenal tax cuts. And you notice when, as soon as they started talking about that and putting that maybe on the front burner, since they're struggling with Obamacare and Obamacare repeal and replace, and understandably so. Maybe the tax cuts come first, right? I mean, that's what folks were hoping, tax cuts, regulation cuts. Maybe that's something that should be done first. I certainly hope that gets done first. I think it's going to be extremely difficult to build a wall or do Obamacare replacement. I mean, so far, you know, the problem is that when you try to cover people for free, it's going to cost a lot of money, and it's money that somebody else has to pay. And now there's a lot of people who are saying, well, hey, I like my health care. You can't just take it away. I just got it a few years ago. Now I want it. So, once you have a social program, it's basically impossible to get rid of a social program. So they'll be fixing it for probably the rest of my life and the rest of yours as well. And hopefully it doesn't go bankrupt. I mean, we're seeing some healthcare companies, insurance companies drop out, right? Humana said they were going to drop out. And pretty soon there'll be Obamacare, but there won't be any insurance companies that cover it, right? So you got Obamacare, but what do you really have other than premium payments, right? Because what if you're not covered? What if nobody's there to pay the bills? Anyways, so maybe there's after Yellen talked, they said maybe the rate hike expectations for March are now 35%. As a matter of fact, the Boston Fed president Eric Rosengren said the Fed may have to hike rates more than three times this year. Of course, that's what they said last year, and they only did it once. But anyways, we'll see what happens. And that will create some headwinds, right? Because raising rates means that more interest payments and then less money for you to spend on other things, right? Kind of cools things off a little bit. Maxine Waters, the ranking member, California Democrat, she had kind of a partisan message when talking about Trump's policies or the Republican policies. Taken all together, these policies will shrink our economy, worsen inequality, lift inflation, reduce exports, eliminate jobs, explode federal budget deficits, and ultimately steer us in the direction of another Great Depression, plagues, locusts, etc. Okay, I added the last couple there, but that was her message. And that was very partisan, right? Because I think everybody thinks that tax cuts and regulation cuts would actually be pro-business. And inequality actually, you know, has been skyrocketing the last 8 years under Obama. So it was pretty bad then, right? But it's okay if you're working and you're making a lot of money, then you did okay. The next big date for the Federal Reserve watchers is February 22nd, that's when the Fed minutes come out, so we can all pore over those, and we'll see how hawkish they are, or non-hawkish. But it seems like, remember when the, it seems like there was a lot of focus on the Fed, I mean, every day, every week, what are they going to say, parsing their words, and at some point we're going to get back to that, but right now it's all Trump, right? It's been Trump tweets, Trump's, the problems that they've been having in with the appointments, all that stuff, the tax cuts, Obamacare repeal. There's been other things that have kind of usurped the Fed, but I think everybody's still looking at those tax cuts, regulation cuts as being bullish. So we had some inflation numbers the last 2 days with the PPI and the CPI. Is inflation back? The CPI came in at 0.6%, which was higher than expectations. So the amount that we all pay for goods and services surged in January by the largest amount in four years, right? So over the last 12 months, the all items index rose 2.5%, and the January increase was the largest seasonally adjusted all items increase since February 2013. So half the increase was due to the rise in gasoline, and the indexes for apparel, new vehicles, motor vehicles, insurance, and airline fares all rose 0.8% or more. So starting to see some higher inflation numbers come in. We'll see if that's sustainable or if it's just a blip. Okay, got some Trump news. Andy Puzder is out. He withdrew his consideration for labor secretary. So I guess there's been some allegations heading his way lately. First of all, old spousal abuse allegations with his ex-wife. And I guess his ex-wife recanted that, that's never good, right, when that kind of news happens. But also, he disclosed last week that he failed to pay taxes for an undocumented housekeeper. That doesn't go well in this administration, right? Anyways, so he's out. Charlie Munger, who is the Berkshire Hathaway vice chairman, said he's mellowing out with age. So he was a Hillary Clinton supporter for the election last year. But now he says that Trump's ideas could turn out to be constructive and that the president is not wrong on everything. How's that for a compliment? Hey, you know what I like about you? You're not wrong about everything. President Trump is reportedly preparing executive orders at scaling back some of the new environmental climate change initiatives that Obama set forth. And, I think a lot of those came out during the Paris Agreement to reduce the impact of climate change. And I think during the campaign, Trump was pretty vocal about, not being the biggest believer in climate change. In stock news, I don't have that much today. I mean, earnings season's going crazy, and there's a lot going on, right? Dividend increases, a lot of companies blowing up after hours. Did you see TripAdvisor? That wasn't doing so well, right? But anyways, one thing I did see is that the Time Warner shareholders, they voted by 99% to approve the AT&T proposed $85.4 billion merger. So remember during the campaign, I think both Hillary and Donald Trump were against it, that they would block the deal when they got in the office. So we'll see if that moves forward or not. But I think it's a good deal for AT&T, it's a lot of money, but it seems the way these companies are going, and AT is going with the acquisition of DirecTV, and now maybe looking at acquiring some content as well. So looks like that company's broadening out. Remember when they just did landlines? A lot has changed since then, Ma Bell, right? Anyways, hey, I'm going to keep it a little short. Not that much short, a little short. I'm basically still... I'm bullish on the market, but I realize there's a lot of momentum, a lot of bullishness out there, and we are due for a pullback, right? And actually, we're due for something worse than a pullback, to be honest with you. But I still haven't really had the guts to pull the trigger on selling. But I looked at it today. I had my account up wondering if I should dump some stuff and just go to the sidelines. Nothing wrong with taking a profit and sitting in cash, other than you missed opportunity of the market, setting a 7th or 6th day consecutive win streak tomorrow. That's it, right? So anyways, happy hump day. See ya. This is Ex Norwegian. Spin it, win it from MusicValley.com. Spot Save Music. See ya. You gotta try to spin it.